Welcome to episode 298 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
298. That's a lot, man.
We're real close to what feels like a milestone.
I'm guessing you mean 300?
300, yeah.
Yeah. Or as we like to call it, 300.
300.
I don't think we have anything special planned.
30-0.
You shouldn't call it...
You could say it like that, but no one does.
What, 30-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't even know if you can say it like that.
You don't think people would understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 30-0. What?
But what's weird is someone could be like, how old are you? And you can say 3-2.
You could. You know what you can't say? I'm 1 year old.
That's true. You can't say that.
And you can't say that anyone is 1 year old. That pisses me off to no end.
Would it be acceptable to go back to months now at our current age?
Yeah. It'd be a little weird. I don't know. It pisses me off when people do that with, like, how old's your kid? Oh, 24 years or 30 months. Oh, so he's fucking 2.5. Okay.
Yeah.
Jackass.
It's too long. We shouldn't do that anymore.
Right.
But if it's acceptable, then maybe we should go back to it.
So it's 2.5. Got it.
Yeah.
How old are you? I'm 1,247 months. I don't even know how much that is, by the way.
I'm 384 months today.
I don't know how many months that is.
I'm like, wow, that's a long way to say that. Maybe go to days. How many days old you are?
Oh, shit. How about, let's just go to seconds.
That's a big, the American way is to get the bigger number, so I'm not against it.
Right. Unless it's golf, which I think was actually invented by the Scottish, so.
Shout out to Tiger Woods for winning again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Golf
needs him to win.
Everybody had him on the back burner, like he was never coming back. Hey, I need to adjust your glass, you need to adjust your camera, because all I can see for some reason is...
You got my chin, but I kind of like it.
Your nose. Yeah.
It's got like a Batman feel to it.
It doesn't, no.
Yeah, you just see nose down. I noticed it earlier, but I kind of dig it.
It's super annoying.
I can't adjust it anymore.
I can't take it anymore.
This is good for the audio side, too.
I can't take it anymore.
Which is our only side.
There we go. Better.
I can't adjust it more than that.
I like that.
Weird about my setup this morning.
I like that piece of denim hanging in front of your face, too. That's
cowboy.
Nice.
That's why.
Denim cowboy. Oh, yeah. You're a real cowboy. Sure enough.
It seems like we could have discussed this before we started.
It didn't occur to me.
Recording. This is what you can expect from 298.
Let's wait till 300. We got big plans for that one.
You think you're disappointed now? Just wait.
You'd be so disappointed you'd be able to smell it.
We finished Spider-Man.
We did.
We completed the web. Huh. I didn't know what I was going to say there.
And what you said made no sense. It's cool.
Spiders complete the web.
They do.
Did I tell you I went outside the other day and there was a giant spider out there?
No.
I have this little... it's like a grill station thing. It's pretty much just a metal gazebo deal that a grill goes in. It's got like a counter on both sides.
Okay.
And I walked outside because I'd grilled the night before. I keep a cover on my grill and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't clean it that night or shut it. So I went out the next morning to take care of it before work. And sometimes in the morning, I'm not really paying a lot of attention to anything.
Right. I get that.
And I rolled out. And right before I rolled under it, I looked up and there's a giant web with a spider, like half dollar sized hairy spider in it.
Ooh. Should have let it bite you, see if you get superpowers.
My body made a noise.
Your body
without
made
my
a
brain
noise.
Without my brain like letting it know to.
What noise?
I was like, ah! And then the spider took off when I made that noise. But it wasn't one of those things where I didn't tell my mouth to make that noise. So, I may have to burn the house down now.
Okay. Yeah. Fire.
Well, because it went up and I kind of never saw it again.
So now you don't know where it is.
But it's there. It doesn't just go away.
That's somewhere, no doubt.
I haven't grilled since.
Why not?
Because I don't need that thing creeping down on my back.
You're a big wuss. Maybe it's in your house, and when you're sleeping at night with your mouth open, it's going to crawl in there, eat your insides.
It wouldn't even fit.
Sure it would.
It would have to, like, leg at a time.
Nah, not with you snoring. I get it.
I'm a silent sleeper.
No, you're not. I highly doubt that.
Silent.
Especially during allergy season. You're not going to convince me that you
don't snore. If someone broke in my house and I was the only one here, the thieves wouldn't even know.
Okay.
Because I'm silent.
Yeah, you're a goddamn ninja.
Yeah. Speaking of ninja, we finished Spider-Man. Not together, but independently. It was good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. The story took me some places I wasn't expecting towards the end.
Oh, I know. Grown men shouldn't cry, but there was a few spots where I may have welled up just a touch.
So as someone who doesn't care about this IP, I got up in the feels at the end.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Because I'm like, you know what? No matter how you feel about Spider-Man or any superhero, there are things that you can relate to.
Mm-hmm. And that was one of them, yep.
It did a really good job with making you feel right there. And my first thought was that David Cage comment of, like, when you can make people cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that you're doing it, like, when you make people cry. I get it right here.
Insomniac did it.
Yeah. I didn't cry, but I have, like, no... I don't care about this universe, but I will say there was a part of me that was close enough to that line that I could have.
Right.
Like, if I'd have thought about any one thing too much...
You were saddened. Got it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, I could feel it. Which is pretty crazy for a game about a dude that gets bit by a spider. So, you know.
Yeah, it was good. Even the end credits, the post-credit scene was...
That was neat. The credits were long.
They were long. But they
were
cool.
Maybe the longest credits I've ever seen.
But they were the coolest credits I've ever seen.
Ooh, they were long.
They were long, but they had the cool panels and all that stuff.
They were long.
I understand. You keep saying that. You can stop now.
I made a sandwich and ate it.
Okay.
And they were still going.
Yeah, but I like that end credit scene with Harry Osborn.
Yeah, it's good. Do you get that if you skip the credits?
Mm-hmm. Because okay. I skipped the credits.
Oh. You didn't see the... So there's two sets of credits. You didn't watch the long one.
Yeah, I did. Oh, no, I didn't watch the long one.
The first one's like 45 seconds. It's amazing. The second one is like 35 minutes long.
No, I didn't watch that one.
It scrolls for fucking ever.
I took the chance.
See, I was worried I wouldn't get the scene because I knew that there was a mid and post scene.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I was afraid I wouldn't get one of them.
It goes automatically to that.
I also like to support the people that made the game, you know.
Yeah, I did. I played it. I bought it. So.
Insomniac did a great job. We don't want to spoil anything, but I do want to give two shout outs. One for making people feel,
mm-hmm.
and the other one for not showing Uncle Ben die again.
Yeah, no origin story this time.
Thank goodness.
He's pretty deep into the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, he's already Spider-Man.
So it's pretty cool that Marvel has gotten away from that.
It's just been done so many times. I just don't need it again.
And a matter, to be honest with you, time seems to have passed so long since. Uncle Ben died, that he's almost, it was very realistic the way that he was, his presence in the game, very realistic of it being like 10 years later. You know, it wasn't everything was, I got to do this for my Uncle Ben, because with great power comes great responsibility.
Right, there's none of that.
There's none of that, and he has a very subtle presence in the game as... You know, May's husband who died and Peter's father figure who died. That's...
Yeah, there's not even, like, a lot of that, like, God, I miss him.
Nope.
Like, there's not even...
I think every now and then you get a, your Uncle Ben would be proud.
Right.
But it's
you
more
do get
about,
a sense that it's been a while.
But it's more about how Peter, as a grown man, is utilizing a lot of the lessons that Uncle Ben taught him, and oh, you remind me. That's why May says about the biggest thing that's said is that you remind me so much of your Uncle Ben, or oh, you and Ben. You know, it's just like in passing. It's not like Uncle Ben died, Uncle Ben died, Uncle Ben died, and now I got to save the world and beat up the Punisher.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever think about Rice when you're talking about Uncle Ben?
No.
I do.
I bet. But you're a fatty.
I don't know if it's a product of that or that I'm just not super into Spider-Man, but
it's probably a little bit like, of both.
Yeah, I do like rice. So.
But I'm not a I'm not a instant rice guy, so when that's pretty much sometimes what Uncle Ben does.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I'm not really into that, so I'm not too familiar with the supermarket with the products. Grocery Uncle Ben, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the Ben I'm more closely aligned to.
Right.
Is the one from my local neighborhood supermarket.
But no, I like to go and get like an actual like big bag of jasmine rice and just keep it. And
I mean, I do that too, but sometimes there's something about a nice 90 seconds farm to table Uncle Ben's packet.
It's that's not even a fucking thing, dude. So yeah, Spider-Man's really
so play Spider-Man, right? Eat rice, really good. Play Spider-Man.
It was a really good game. I really, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed everything about it. I know you never did get into the combat.
Didn't like the combat. Didn't really hated the stealth. I like that game. I think that game is a solid like 8 out of 10. Like solid. I know we don't rate things. I think that game is very good.
Yeah. Well, it was nice. Well, what was nice too is it. It gave some of the side characters a little bit of agency in the universe. You know, Mary Jane's not just there to be captured, so Spider-Man has something to do. She plays a very active role in the game, which is nice to see. Same thing with Miles, really.
So now, as someone who doesn't, I don't partake in any Spider-Man, I don't know how much you do either.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I've ever seen with Mary Jane, she's always been like, I need saving.
It's a lot of, she generally either gives Peter Parker somebody to save or gives the enemies a tool to get back at Peter Parker or Spider-Man.
But I super dig her in this game.
She's awesome in this game.
She doesn't need him, really.
And she does not fuck around.
Like, she's strong. She's got, like, a real job. Like, she's in it. She's not scared of anything.
No.
Like, I like her character.
And it takes Pete a little bit of time to get that together. But once he does, they make a pretty formidable team. They're pretty good together.
Yeah, but I think she's pretty powerful in this game, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's a product of me not seeing her represented that way ever in anything I've ever seen Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. No, but she's usually not. This is probably one of the strongest ways I've ever seen her represented.
Yeah. A lot of people saying she's more like, what's the other lady from Spider-Man?
Gwen Stacy?
Yeah, a lot of people saying she feels more like that in this game.
Yeah, I could see that.
I liked that character. I did like Miles. I like May. I like everybody in this game.
Me too. Even though
the character stuff was some of my favorite stuff.
I thought all the characters really were pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I know we said it's, you know, it was nice not hearing Uncle Ben's story again, Spider-Man's origin story. But we do get an origin story of a few different other kinds in this movie, so or in this game. So keep your eyes peeled for that stuff.
Yeah, it was good. I think you could probably mainline this thing in 10 to 12 hours. There's as much of the other stuff as you want to do. I will say you have to do a little bit of it to progress the story.
Yes.
And some of it you'll just want to do for, you know, suits or whatever.
Yeah, I can honestly say that I am in a real tough spot right now because I made some mistakes on my first playthrough because I wasn't paying attention or I wasn't looking into it, but I only have one more trophy I need to get before I platinum it, which anyone who knows me knows that's a big deal. Now it's just a matter of going back and deciding if I'm going to do that or not.
Yeah, I need a lot of trophies. I don't know. As we were talking about it before we recorded, I haven't felt motivated to go back since completing it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when DLC comes out, I could jump back in and do some stuff then. I don't know. I don't know what I'll end up doing.
Yeah, I haven't decided if I'm going to jump back into it, maybe do it when DLC comes out, or if I am going to wait for New Game Plus.
Right. I almost bought the Labo set, the vehicle set, yesterday. But my thinking was I need to tidy up Spider-Man. But then yesterday when I had a chance to play, I was like, nah, I'll just play Rocket League.
Right.
The Battle Pass, not that I ever was out of Rocket League, but the Battle Pass, the Rocket Pass has really like got me.
Got you hooked. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I want to complete it because not just for the stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love the stuff. Mm-hmm. But by completing it, it makes the Rocket Pass only $2.
Right.
And saved that's why money. I want to complete it. Yeah, because the value for $2 is absolutely insane. I mean, it's a good value at $10.
Yeah.
If they didn't give you a single key, it's a good value.
Yeah.
But at $2, it's wacky.
Good word.
I mean, you get something at almost every tier, either free or paid.
Yes.
So there's only a handful of tiers that don't actually give you an item. Like, there's one where I think there's no free tier in the paid tier is 1,000 XP, and there's only like one or two of those where there's not an actual thing. So, and some of them have two things. Like, you're getting crazy bang for the buck on this.
I'll tell you what else I have enjoyed is I have enjoyed that they have taken some of those more outrageous modes and mm-hmm. made those now in a ranked playlist.
Yeah, and you've been playing quite a bit of Rocket League.
I enjoy that. That I enjoy.
There was a moment where I thought you might be done with Rocket League. You were angry with it several times.
I was angry with it. I'm still not super happy with it, but...
You, like, rage quit one night, though.
I did rage quit.
You said, I'm effing done with this. And then you got offline.
Fucking done with this.
No goodbyes, no talk to y'all later, nothing.
No, I was a little angry.
I was like, dang. That's a hard quit.
Because the fucking thing, it's still not fixed, right? But I've just learned to adapt and overcome. But it is not giving me points for shit I should be getting points for.
I think the problem is we're playing the wacky modes. And I think it's a little harder to define those things. Like, there are no saves in Hoops for whatever reason.
Right.
I mean, I have done and seen some crazy stuff, and I've never seen it give out a save. And I think it gets confusing with, you know, even Rumble, like, what is a save and what isn't. If you freeze it on the goal line, it's always a save, but I clear it out all the time and it's not a save.
Right.
So, you know, I think it just defines those things different in each mode, and we're just not used to how it defines it in those other modes. You know, so if you don't know what we're talking about, you have to get 50 XP in order to, 50 points in the match to earn XP.
Oh, trust me, they know. I've talked about it enough.
Oh yeah, the one man show. But you have to get that, and it means that sometimes we all don't get XP.
Right.
But it doesn't happen a lot. The problem is you may only get on and play 3 or 4 matches, so if it happens once, that's a lot.
Right.
But if we played for another, like the other night, you and I played for like 3 hours, and it didn't happen until you were tired.
Right. Once I started getting tired and yeah. not performing as well.
But it was like 2.5 hours of you getting it every time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen a lot, like I said, but if you don't play for a long time, it can be frustrating.
What we've also done, though, as a team, we've gone out of our way to ensure, because it's happened to a few other people, too, when we played together, but we're going out of our way. It's like, hey, I need this. So we are setting up stuff so that people at least hit their XP point.
Oh yeah. We try to make sure everybody gets that. If it doesn't cost us a match, if we're playing in one of those other modes, it doesn't even matter. But
right.
Like so we were playing ranked the other night and Howard didn't have his points.
Yes.
There was like 20 seconds left. I don't think you were in that night. And I told Howard, I said, I was on kickoff. I said, I'm gonna let it through. Save it.
Yeah.
Like, yep. If you want the point, save it. And so, Patman was on, too. We let the ball go straight through. He saved the guy's points. The match was over. We won.
Yep.
Like, we could have just as easily played that ball, but there's no point. We were going to win anyways.
Right.
Even if that goal goes in, we win. And that was his shot. If he missed it, we were going to play the next one.
I will tell you, I'll tell you what else XP and all that has done. Is the way that it's done, it has changed the face of the game. You can't, this is going to make me sound like kind of an asshole, but you can't just go balls out and fucking skunk people 12-0 anymore. Cause those people are probably going to quit and then you don't get your points. So there's a line you have to walk of being you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't love what the Rocket Pass has done to the meta of that game. And I see people talking about it online too, and we obviously do it. You can't crush people anymore.
Because they'll quit and you will be screwed.
Yeah, so you can. So they do what's called a weekly win bonus. You only get so many a week, but you know, if you're playing every day, you get like two a day.
Right.
So it's like a 2,500 XP boost. The problem is if they quit, you're getting no XP, so it boosts it to a basic ass level.
Right.
So it would normally be between 5,000 and 7,000.
Now becomes
1,300.
Right.
And you wasted your weekly win bonus. So those first two, you really have to feather the throttle. I mean, so if you get up two goals in a hurry, you're like, let's just keep it competitive.
Let's ease up.
I mean, and you know from the other night, I was letting people score.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I got to keep them in it.
I remember.
And we were lucky enough to not lose any of those games from letting people come back. But it could happen. But that's okay, because you're still not wasting your win bonus.
Right. You still get it.
The important thing is your wins, your first two wins have to be clean, full games. Ideally, overtime. That's even more. Because your XP is based on match length, not performance.
Right. Well, performance matters, but it's a very small part of the algorithm.
Right. The majority of your points are based off of match length. And then MVP and points earned in match are a very tiny part of it. You do have your Rocket Pass boosters, your party boosters. So there is a lot that boosts it. But yeah, most of your points are from match length.
Yes. That's very
It's pretty
true.
Good. It's got me feeling like I need to play every night. I'm trying to get two tiers a night. That way I can stay on course. If I do that, I will, like week one of November, I will have completed the basically everything in Rocket Pass.
I got a ways to go.
Which leads me a whole basically month to not worry about it. But I'm going to take some days off, so that's why I want to continue at the pace I'm at now.
Right.
If my plan is to grab two tiers a night, which for those that don't play Rocket League, it takes about an hour and a half, hour. I did it last night in an hour, but I got good XP. Takes about an hour, an hour and a half to go two tiers.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah, it's not crazy. You get the first one really quick because of the win bonuses if those go right. But yeah, it's not bad. It's not unrealistic to jump on and get two to three tiers a night.
Nope. Not at all.
So yeah, just a lot of Rocket League. Finished up Spider-Man. I think that's it.
That's all I played. Yeah, I finished up Spider-Man and that. I did download. I did pre-order my Life is Strange 2 season. So I got the first episode. I do still need to play that.
I got the Xbox all updated and everything, but didn't play anything. Getting ready for Sea of Thieves again.
Getting ready, back up. I know you're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Let's jump into the news, because I pulled a lot of lists this week.
You did pull a lot of lists.
And you know those can be girthy lists. Podcasts.
You and your fucking lists.
So this first one is the game's coming out for October 2018, and just good luck. I don't know. You're going to spend some money this month. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, there's some... I don't know. This one's... I'm really in a good place this month. There's not... too much that that are have to's for me. So
October 2nd, Forza Horizon 4 for Xbox One and PC. We're gonna get to it later. That is part of Game Pass. Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise, PS4, October 2nd. Mega Man 11, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. October 2nd. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, PS4, Xbox, and PC on the 5th.
Are you getting this?
Odyssey? Probably not, because I have Origins I haven't played yet.
Gotcha. Origins, I wasn't interested at all because I don't like care about that time period. I'm not interested in that time period. I'm interested in this time period. So I haven't decided if I'm getting it or not yet.
I want to play it. I want to play the other one first. Super Mario Party for the Switch on the 5th also. Disgaea 1 Complete for the PS4 and Switch on October 9th. WWE 2K19 for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 9th. On the 12th, we're getting Call of Duty Black Ops 4 for the PC, Xbox One, and PC, as well as The World Ends With You, Final Remix for the Switch. On the 16th, we're getting a few more games, LEGO DC Super Villains, which is one I wouldn't mind playing. I like a LEGO game every now and then. That's coming for PC, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. Starlink Battle for Atlas, which I'm super jazzed up about, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. That's the Toys to Life, for those that don't remember.
Yep, the new, yep.
And a lot of people describing that game as Toys to Life, No Man's Sky. I'm listening.
Yes, you are.
Because I need to spend some more money. Warriors Orochi 4. PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC also on the 16th. Siberia 3 on the Switch, October 18th. Dark Souls Remastered for the Switch on the 19th, as well as Soul Calibur, PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 19th. Just can't get excited about fighting games anymore.
No, me either.
Me not either. Not because I don't want to, just because they've never held a special place in my heart.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
The first, I used to pretend, well, but
the only one that really did was the first when Street Fighter II first came out for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
that was fucking awesome.
I loved Mortal Kombat back in the day, and I've tried since. I just don't.
They're not. No, me either.
It's fine. Just don't love them. Maybe it's because I don't play with anybody. I don't know. On the 23rd, we're getting Just Dance 2019 for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. On the 26th, we're getting My Hero 1 Justice for the PS4 and Switch, which is obviously the best game coming out on the 26th, because the only other thing coming out is Red Dead Redemption 2. My Hero 1's Justice.
I'm sure you're getting Red Dead, right?
Yeah, so just a quick rundown of this list. I will play Horizon 4, but again, it's free. Super Mario Party, I really want. Like, really, really want. Starlink, gotta have. I wouldn't mind the Lego DC Villains. And then, yeah, jump into Red Dead. And then there's a piece of DLC later on I'll talk about that's also coming out in October.
Yeah, the only one I'm really needing on here is Red Dead 2, so I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'll play, like you said, Forza's free. I'm not a big racing guy, but I'll play Forza. Assassin's Creed Odyssey I'm interested in, but I can wait for that one. I don't need it.
I think we both still want to play Tomb Raider too, so that's out there.
I'm actually probably going to pick that up this week.
Target always does a buy two get one around Black Friday.
Yeah, I don't want to wait that long.
So I think I'm going to wait that long for several of probably these.
So yeah, so this month I'll probably buy Tomb Raider and Red Dead 2.
The Red Dead.
That's it.
Over or under on me finishing Red Dead.
I
said over or under. I think it's like over under. Uh-huh. We'll just say it together.
I'm the over under is not a bet I'm taking.
I'll never finish this.
You won't finish Red Dead.
Mm-mm. Sort of surprised I even finished Spider-Man, to be honest.
You had a goal, though.
I played it the right way for me. I think I'm trying to be a little more realistic with finishing some of these.
Mm-hmm.
The real problem is I don't care. Not about like the game or anything. I don't care to finish one. Like if I'm playing a game and I feel like I got what I needed out of it and there's something else I want to go do, I don't make myself complete something.
Right,
I just go on to the other thing.
I don't either, but if it's a really good story, I will see it through. The story's just, you know, it just depends. But I had nothing else in the works either. So Spider-Man, I enjoyed Spider-Man. So.
Yeah, Spider-Man was, the timing was very good on Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. So I had nothing else to play and it was just a lot, because it was so much fun, it kept me in it enough.
But even if the story's really good, if I don't like the gameplay balance.
Yeah.
I'll still check out a one. It doesn't bother me. That's like probably the thing people always ask me the most that don't know me super well. Like, how come you don't finish anything? No, because I'm good. Like, it doesn't bother me to not. I'm sorry that it bothers you,
right?
That I don't finish things, but it doesn't bother me. You know?
Yeah. No, I get it.
Is it a little wasteful? Maybe. But you know, I don't buy video games if I have bills due.
Right.
You know, gaming is my that's what I would want to do above anything else. But I will. You know, my responsibilities come first.
Always. Yep. I'm
so
the same way.
If I buy something and don't finish it, I had the money and I went in with the full intentions of not. Like, I'm telling you right now, I won't finish Red Dead.
Yeah. No, you won't.
So it's fine because I'm spending $60 expecting to not finish that game. But what I will do is get my money's worth out of it.
I honestly can tell you, I think the only Rockstar game I have actually ever finished was the first Red Dead.
Yeah, I didn't finish it. I finished some of the older, like, Vice City stories. Chinatown.
I well, finished yeah, Vice but those City. Are tiny games. Those
I finished are... Vice City, just regular Vice City.
Oh, okay, that's not.
But I like the PSP ones. I thought they were good, and I like the DS one. But, yeah, I won't finish this.
But, yeah, that's the only one that I finished. Again, it was a very compelling story. I'm not sure how compelled I'm going to be by this story. I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
It's not doesn't seem interesting. That story doesn't seem... I'm not interested in being part of a gang. When I think of the Wild West, I like thinking of, like, the loner.
Mm-hmm. We got some free games.
Uh-huh.
You want to do the games with gold, or you want to do the PlayStation?
I'll do the games with gold.
They both suck.
They both suck, so it doesn't really matter. Yep. First things for Game Pass for Xbox.
Oh, my bad. I skipped a story. Sorry. Apologies.
Well, if you
Dan's going to do the Game Pass games.
If it would have been fine. If you I'll do the Xbox stuff, and you do the PS4 stuff. It's great.
Xbox Dan. That's your new name.
So, basically, we got some new games for Game Pass coming in October. They have announced the following new additions. Obviously, we have Forza Horizon 4 at launch on October 2nd. The other games that are going to be joining it are Wolfenstein, The New Order, Metro 2033 Redo, Westerado Double Barreled.
That's a great name, by the way.
It is. I don't know what the game is, but it's got an awesome name. We've got Lego Indiana Jones, Shantae, Half Genie Hero, and Split Second. Some of these games are going to be backwards compatible with the 360, and I believe you can play them all on Xbox One. So that is the Game Pass October games for all Xers out there.
Forza's cool.
Yeah, Forza's cool.
So the day and date thing is smart.
No, it's real smart. It's kind of what they have to do because they don't put out enough originals to...
You hear that, Microsoft? You got to put out more.
That's right.
You want people to like it, you got to put out more.
You got to put out.
What kind of message are we sending on this show? It's
so horrible. We're horrible people.
You know what I mean, though? They don't make any first-party games. Why would I need to play over there?
Right.
Now, having said that, I love what they're doing. I love their strategy. Now but their strategy for, still
now you
only
don't
works.
Have to pay for the new game.
The strategy still only works if you're making first-party stuff.
Right, exactly.
But I like it. I like what you're doing. I see you, Microsoft. I like it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
So we also have, as always, games with gold for October, and these suck. I'm just going to lead with that.
One of these is good.
Not to me. Not to me.
One of these is good.
Not to me. For the Xbox One, from October 1st to the 31st, we have Overcooked. I'm assuming that's the one that Ryan said.
The game is incredible.
We also have Victor Vran from October 16th to November 15th.
In fairness, I don't know what that is, but probably not great.
I'm going with no. For the Xbox 360, we have Stuntman Ignition from October 1st to the 15th and Hitman Blood Money.
October I feel like I was still in high school when both those games came out.
I know. It was a long time ago.
That's our Gone But Not Forgotten for this week. Those games are old.
Cool. That means I don't have to do one.
Yeah, so if you want to pick up Stuntman Ignition, get your Xbox Live Gold rolling.
And pull out your 360.
It's backwards compatible.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they both are.
Cool.
Whatever.
Can't wait.
PS4. Yeah, if that list didn't do it for you, then just hold on to your knickers.
Yeah, because we got another winner coming up.
It's got one good game on it, too.
This does, yes.
PS Plus games for October 2018. For PS4, we're getting Friday the 13th, the game, which is fun, worth playing. It'll do the community well to have everybody back on there. And
yes, it
also,
will.
Timely selection, Sony. You know me of all people appreciate that. Way to give that away for October. Smart.
For October, yeah. Yeah.
Smart thinking.
Your wish has finally come true.
Yeah, smart thinking. And then we get Laser League.
I don't even know what that is.
You know there's only space for one game with League in the title in my life.
Oh, yeah, and it's not Laser.
I've seen it. It looks like a competitive style thing that wants to get you in there like Rocket League, but no. For PS3, we're getting Master Robot or Reboot. Yeah. It's also compatible for PS4. No, that one's not. That's one of the few that's not here. Master Reboot, you have to play on PS3. So dust off that. Then you're getting The Bridge, which is crossplay for Vita and PS4. Don't know what that's about. Hopefully it's about an actual bridge.
I think it's one of those walking simulator style games.
Is it about a bridge?
I believe there's a bridge involved in it, yes.
Okay, I'll take that. For Vita, you're getting Rocket Birds 2 Evolution, which is crossplay for PS4. 2064 Read Only Memories, which is crossplay for PS4.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
It's very old school in the way it's done.
So if we're talking PS4, which we are, Friday the 13th, Laser League, The Bridge, Rocket Birds 2, and 2064 Read Only Memories. It's an okay list, I guess. I believe Knowledge is Power and Here They Lie are still free also.
Yes, they are.
I don't know when that ends, but it ran for a while. I don't have it here in front of me.
Yeah, it's time to switch it up, though. Get something else new on there free. Have you played Here They Lie yet?
No, you know I don't like to be scared.
Yeah, I haven't even hooked my VR bag up. I really need to.
Yeah, I think I may play some VR today, but it won't be Here They Lie.
But it won't be what?
It won't be Here They Lie.
Yeah, right.
Like, it for sure won't be that. Speaking of won't happen, PSX. PlayStation Experience. Not happening this year.
Not going to have one this year. I kind of get it. It's really close to all the other stuff.
And they also gave maybe the best explanation that I've ever heard a company give for not doing a thing like this.
Uh-huh.
They don't have anything to show.
Right.
I can really appreciate that. From an E3 that didn't show you a lot, and one of those games already being out.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't have anything that's in a... Now, this is a little concerning. They do say they don't have anything that's in a state where it's ready to be really shown. And they're looking forward to 2019 for Days Gone and Dreams. First off, that's not the stellar lineup one would want to talk about.
Right.
Even though I'm a Dreams fan. But those games should both be in a state where you could fully show them off.
Right.
Well, Dreams still doesn't have a freaking release date.
Right, but I'm curious what they mean when they say that. If they mean that stuff that's coming out in 2019, or do they mean anything new that we haven't heard about yet?
Yeah.
You know, they're being a little bit disingenuous in their wording there. We don't really know what they mean when they say that.
So what Sean Layden's actual quote was, now that we have Spider-Man out the door, we're looking down into 2019 games like Dreams and Days Gone, but we wouldn't have enough to bring people all together in North America to have that event. We don't want to set an expectation really high and then not deliver on that. It's been a hard decision, but we have determined that this year we will not hold a PlayStation Experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the timeline. This is not concerning. I mean, we're at the end of the life for PS4.
Right.
I just don't know if that event can hold the weight that you want it to if you start skipping years.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that part too. But on the other side of that coin, it only takes one really bad showing.
It's true
too.
Fuck
it up forever.
Microsoft took this opportunity to announce they're having a big event in November. I don't know what's going on right now with anybody.
Neither
Sony's
they,
like,
apparently.
We can't do a thing we've been doing for years now, and Xbox is like, we'll do one. And they'll hold it where else but Mexico City.
Because why not?
I think that's a cool place to do it. It's set for later this fall, and it's going to be a deep dive into everything Xbox. It is dubbed the X018. I don't know how they would like me to say that.
Me either. It's something to do with 2018, but...
Yeah. It's running November 10th and 11th. They haven't announced any details yet on what fans can expect from the X018. But the publisher says it will feature the largest live inside Xbox episode ever.
And if you're for whatever reason, you're not able to make it to Mexico City for it, it is going to be live streamed on their Mixer channel.
Thank God.
I know, because I'd hate to miss that.
I'd hate to not be on Mixer. Also, here's an offshoot Mixer comment.
Okay.
Forza gives you XP for streaming on Mixer and also for watching Forza on Mixer.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know how I feel about that. People are running these like farm streams where they just leave it the Mixer streaming all day long with Forza on it just
those,
to get XP.
Yeah, because those have nothing to do with the actual game themselves. You shouldn't get experience points for that.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyways, this marks the first big event since Microsoft, since E3 for this year. So, who knows?
Yeah.
It seems smart for them to do one on the year that Sony's taking off.
Yeah, but they couldn't have known. It's got to be a coincidence. They could not have known.
Oh, I feel like Sony knew a long time ago and Microsoft knew a long time ago. So they've been working on it for a while. I'm sure they were doing the event either way, but I'm sure they put more into it when they found out
that Sony wasn't doing it. Yeah, you're probably, yeah.
Good.
It's weird. Good for them.
Good. Because things are so weird right now, Sony's also letting crossplay happen. That's right. After all the scuttlebutt, for whatever reason, Sony just cool with it all of a sudden.
See, here's the thing is, Sony just kind of looks like assholes right now. Because they've been saying for all this, oh, we can't, there's too much.
Security issues.
Yeah, they literally said it's not like you can just flip a switch, and then fucking Fortnite went and flipped a switch and had it working for a day. Wasn't it Fortnite?
Yeah, Fortnite isn't beta.
No, but remember last year where accidentally flipped it? It was Fortnite, yeah, right?
It was Fortnite. And Rocket League, Psyonix says that they also have it working.
Yes. So
it works.
So they went through all this. We can't do it. We're not able. There's security issues. We're worried about your children, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, oh, look, we can do it. Okay, so that means you were being just stubborn assholes about it, which I get, but fucking say that.
So I've told a couple people now. I know me and Thomas had the conversation. You and I did. I think this is a bad move.
Yeah, they should have waited.
Yeah, you wait till the PS5. You always blame hardware limitations or PlayStation PSN limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows it's not true, but you ride that horse off into the sunset.
Yep.
But now you're like, hey, we just didn't want you to.
Yeah, we were just assholes. We were just dicks.
So here's what Sean Layden had to say. If you want to hear this and about the PSX, they're both part of the blogcast. So you can actually hear Sean Layden talk about these things if you don't like to hear us talk about them. But basically what he says is, let me find, this is something that we have been talking about that has been, this is something that has been taking up about 65% of my Twitter feed over the last few months. Seems right. People are not happy about it.
Yeah.
Now, enabling crossplay isn't as simple as flipping a switch, and there you go. It's very multidimensional attribute or feature.
That it's been done twice.
He didn't finish the sentence to their pocketbook.
Right.
To their bank account was the end of that sentence that he did forgot to finish. I mean, Sony was arrogant enough to even say at one point, we don't know how we keep our money up if we let people do this.
Right.
So, to be clear, their problem isn't that you can play with Xbox. Their problem is that you could buy something on Xbox and have it on PS4.
Right.
To be clear. Their problem is they don't want you spending money to buy things in Fortnite on Xbox. Because then they don't get the cut from Epic. Or whatever game have you. So that is the problem. It's always been financial.
Oh, yeah. It was always about money. Most things are.
He also says that they are approaching this, approaching the concept of a console crossplay as a beta. Right now, we're in beta test program. And when you beta test something, you try to reduce the number of variables in the equation. So right now, Fortnite is beta testing crossplay. I think certainly once we can prove that it's holding together sturdy and well, I would anticipate seeing other games in this service over time.
Okay.
Well, why are you so confusing about this?
Yeah, no kidding.
Just say that you're doing crossplay, but right now it's only with Fortnite because you don't like this. I mean, for me, you gain more with people if you're just honest with them. Like,
yeah,
we're afraid this is going to cut into our bottom line. We're going to start out slow. If we don't see big losses because of it, then we're going to open it up. But to be perfectly honest with you, if we lose a lot of money at this, you don't get things like Spider-Man or Horizon,
right,
or Ghost of Tsushima. It's okay to tell people that. If I have to make a choice between playing Fortnite or Rocket League with Xbox or getting Spider-Man, I'll take Spider-Man every time.
No shit.
But just tell me.
Yeah. Sony. Now, Sony's, and a lot of people are saying, well, Microsoft went ahead and did it. Well, I don't understand. Well, Sony, because Sony was at the top of their game. Sony has the most to lose. But, well, actually,
you're bananas if you think Xbox would have done this for the first 5 years of the 360.
Oh, yeah. No way.
It would have been a giant middle finger up in the air when Sony would have reached out to them saying, hey, what if everybody on Xbox could just play with everybody on PS4? They'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah, because they were, you know.
Enjoy second, loser.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. the leader isn't going to want to do this because they're the leader.
Yeah, so they have the least to gain.
Exactly.
Just to put it simply, they have the least to gain by doing this. And everyone who's like, oh, they get the goodwill of the gamer, fuck off. They can't pay their bills with that. Okay, they don't care about that at all. And they can't. They shouldn't. You know, I get on here and complain about what they should do for us. They shouldn't do anything for us. Okay, they should do everything for business because I need it to keep existing. So they don't get anything out of this.
I think you've gone to a little bit too much of an extreme. The goodwill of the gamer does matter, but it is only one variable. And it's probably a smaller variable.
We have proven that we don't have the ability to vote with our wallet. We've proven that time and time again to these people. We're like, I don't agree with this at all, and then we go stand in line to buy it. So
I don't stand in line. Well, that's not true.
You know what I mean?
No, I do stand in line though.
Yeah. So this, I don't know. I just don't like this move. I don't like it now. Microsoft had a great response to it on Twitter, which was just the clapping hands emoji,
mm-hmm.
which is all that needed to be said. I don't know. This is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I look forward to it hitting Rocket League.
More players.
We probably won't read the story. I pulled the story on how to now link the accounts. It seems super fucking complicated.
It's not something I need to do. Yeah.
I read through it and I was like, I don't know. Maybe if I played more Fortnite, this would all make sense. But it's simple if you haven't created a second account. But if you have, it seems real complicated.
Probably.
Everything you have purchased previous will not move over. Everything you purchase going forward will be actual cross-buy. So if you've bought a lot of things in the past, you won't have those. But anything new, you will retain. Which, again, that's the part Sony doesn't like.
Yep.
I will say that they have been working on this. I don't believe that they just decided last week to do this.
No. They've...
But my guess is that it's worked for a really long time.
My guess is the work that they did is really crunching numbers and determining those kinds of things. Not putting together the system to make it happen.
Anyone who's spent a lot of time with PlayStation knows they don't care if they put something out that's broken.
Yeah, no shit.
Have you played Drive Club ever?
Ever.
Now, I will say, in fairness, that game got fixed, but they shit that game out broken as hell. And they didn't have any problem with it, but they're worried about this one. They're worried about how this works. Now you're worried about it?
And let me tell you something. This might be in beta, but it works just fine.
Yeah, it seems to be working pretty well. Seems to be working pretty well.
The beta part is, let's see if this is really a thing, so hopefully we'll be able to pull it as soon as possible. The beta is.
You can't go back. I'll tell you right now, Sony, you can't go back. Hope you like doing this forever, because you can't. Yeah. Now, what you can do is limit it to free-to-play games.
Yeah, you can do that.
But the problem is, free-to-play games are microtransaction heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those that don't keep up with the industry and don't know how PlayStation Store and Microsoft Store and the App Store, Android Store, those people take a cut of anything that's purchased from those stores.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you go buy V-Bucks, Sony takes a cut.
If you buy it on the PlayStation.
Right. Same thing if you buy it on Xbox or if you buy it on iOS, which is why there's a funky ass client that you have to go through on Android, because they are going around Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
So that they don't have to give a cut to anyone. That is what Sony's trying to protect here. It's their cut. More people play on PS4, more microtransactions, more money. So that's all it's ever been about. But if you're wondering what we're talking about with a free-to-play game, that's what we're talking about.
Is those things that are purchased in that game.
Every time someone spends $100 to jump to tier 100 after they buy the battle pass, Sony gets part of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Sony wants to continue to get part of that money.
Because here what happens is if you know, somebody's playing on Xbox and then gets a PS4 and brings it over, they're not going to get any of that money.
Right.
For the stuff, but the person will still have that product on their system.
Or let's say this entire time you're an Xbox guy, but you've been playing on PS4 to play with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can jump back to Xbox and buy everything from Xbox starting now, because you can go back to the controller and system you like more. That's not a win for Sony.
No, they don't want that.
Right. So we're going to skip a couple stories and jump all the way down to the girthiness of Red Dead. Big old fat, thick Red Dead.
Good Lord.
So take this story for what it is. These are the specs from the one that comes with the PS4.
Pro,
excuse me, yeah. Some people saying that the specs will be different for the regular PS4, Xbox One X, One S. Everyone's saying that you can expect these from the Pro and the
Xbox One X.
The X, yeah.
And this is...
I meant the OG and the S. I don't know why I said the X and the S. The OG Xbox and the S and the PS4 standard may have different specs than the One and the PS4 Pro. We know this is for the Pro, though.
Yes. So apparently what we got here is Rockstar Intel has noted at the back of the bundle shows that it is a Red Dead Redemption 2 is 105 gigabytes.
Holy shit.
That's a lot. That's also like 4 days worth fucking up.
Let's just be clear. That's without the day one patch.
Yeah.
It's 105 that they're giving you. Don't worry about the extra 15 coming immediately when you put that in.
Now, again, it's probably just this is only what we know about for the PS4 Pro and Xbox One X.
That's big.
Well, it's expected to have some better graphics and that kind of thing. So that could, but trust me, when this thing comes out, you got a PS4 Pro. You can expect it to be girthy. Not 105, jumbo. Not 105 girthy, but you're not going to be too far off.
I'm going to delete some stuff.
I'm not. I still got my external.
Yeah, I'm going to have to finally just give in and get an external. One thing I'm for sure is that I don't have 105. Ever. So, that's what size external do you have?
2 terabyte.
Yeah, I may go with that.
I got 2 terabyte. I think I got it on sale for like $80.
Yeah.
And it's the one that's made for the PS4.
Does it look like the PS4?
It's blue. It's black and blue.
That's what I need, is one more thing plugged in.
And the blue is kind of the color of the light when it's on, so.
Yeah. You set it on top of your breakout box for your VR?
No.
So then you have the PS4, the breakout box, then that hard drive. It's looking like the Master System. Or the Genesis with the 32X and the CD, Sega CD attachment.
No, I've got it sitting right next to my PS4. It's actually on the PS4.
So much stuff. Biggest story of the week, hands down, MudRunner is getting some DLC.
Yeah, I knew why this was on here.
Spin Tires MudRunner. This article sent to me via one Garrett Wade.
Ah, yes.
Also known as the second largest Spin Tires MudRunner fan out there. Behind yours truly. It's called American Wilds, and it's coming at the end of October. And I'm excited. See, the whole problem with MudRunners, if you've never been in the good old US of A. But now you are. As part of this expansion coming October 23rd.
Right, it was always in Canada, right?
No, it was in like...
Russia.
Yeah,
it was Russia.
Weird places. So now you can get stuck on American maps and new American vehicles. So that's really what we're after here. It's going to add 2 new sandbox maps inspired by the rough lands of Montana and North Dakota, and Minnesota. So I assume there'll be some snow action here. It's going to add 7 new vehicles, including a Hummer, Western Star, and Freightliner trucks. And some other wheelie things from Ford and Chevy. I don't know. I'm excited. I need a good reason to get back in Mud Runners in America. Maybe the best reason of all.
Spin Tires, Mud Runners.
Spin Tires, Mud Runners. The game's really good for what it is.
For some reason, I don't know why this reminded me of it. Have you played any of the fishing games on VR?
No, because I want a good one, and the free ones aren't. They don't look good.
Yeah, that's my. But I want to try one in VR. Like, I'm not usually a fishing game guy, but I want to do a fish. I want to play a fishing VR game, but I can't. What if I do it and I'm what if I spend money on it? I'm like, yeah, no, I still don't like video game fishing.
I've been so close to that Final Fantasy one several times, which it is not real fishing, but it's Final Fantasy fishing. But it looks really good to me, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
Catch and Release just came out where you can paddle around.
I know. I've seen. I know.
Doesn't look good, though. Doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Our last news story is kind of more of, it's not a correction, but Nintendo's offered up a little more information regarding your cloud saves when you stop being a Nintendo Online Service member.
Which, I'm pretty sure that this is a response to blowback.
It's yes.
Probably, the first way we reported this story was probably true at the time. And after the blowback, Nintendo's, whoa, okay, guys, let's ease up. Let's make some changes here.
Oh, you thought we meant this? We never mean that.
Yeah, no, we meant this.
You have up to 6 months to recover them. Gosh, you guys. I can see why you were so upset. You thought we meant something we didn't mean. So that's the story. You have 6 months now, up to 6 months to recover your save files.
So there seems to be a lot of saving face going on this week.
Yeah. Oh, that's not what we meant.
And flat out being lied to.
I love that being lied to.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Just down my back and tell me it's rain, can't get enough.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Like I said, that pretty much wraps up the news, doesn't it?
That's all wrapped up.
All wrapped up. Pretty little bow.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty little bow.
Wrapped her own up.
All done. All done. Now what? Don't we have another segment we have to do?
We do have another. We have to do it.
We do have to do it.
I sort of did it earlier with those old-ass Xbox games, but it is time for Gone But Not Forgotten, where we reach back in our gaming past. We tell you about something we love. We help you watch videos about it, maybe talk about it, maybe get a little chatter with other community members.
That's right.
This week's is Dan's turn.
Yep. This week, I actually have two Gone But Not Forgottens.
It's not how it works, but I'll allow it.
Stuntman Ignition? No, I'm kidding.
And whatever that old Van Helsing game was.
And Victor Vran. No,
you remember Van Helsing?
The movie?
The game.
No.
You're like, sure don't.
Nope, I don't. I remember the movie, and it wasn't great. And I don't remember the game.
Here's what I'll tell you about the movie. Better than the game.
Yeah, I believe that, too.
Actually, that game wasn't terrible.
Well, the movie wasn't horrible.
I'm being unfair. That game wasn't terrible.
It was the movie was an enjoyable couple hours that you'll never remember again. I don't remember anything that happened in that movie, but I know that I didn't think it was horrible.
If you set me down right now and offered me $1 million to give you 30 seconds of plot from Van Helsing, I couldn't do it. Not because I don't want to. I don't have that information.
So this week, my Gone But Not Forgotten comes from 2005.
Great year.
Developed by Raven Software, published by Activision. It is X-Men Legends. I should also note this came out on the N-Gage.
You lost a lot of people at N-Gage. To be totally honest with you.
Actually, I take that back. It was 2004. 2005 was when it came to N-Gage. It was actually released for the other systems in 2004. So that would be PlayStation 2, Xbox, and GameCube. This was the first of a few of these action role-playing games that they would start to get known for. You would see this later on with the Marvel series. I can't remember what it was called. Now, the Marvel games. Do you?
No. This is not a good space for me to know much about, though.
That's true, but it's single-player or multiplayer action RPG. You get to play as one of 15 of your favorite X-Men. You level up. It's kind of got an isometric top-down view. The coolest thing about this was what became known as fusions eventually, but you could use two characters' powers together to then create the greater power. It's pretty cool. It was really kind of the first time we'd really seen this kind of IP that had that ran in this style of game, the action RPG game. And it was did it very, very well. Copied, but you know, this became a Marvel standby over time. You know, there was an X-Men Legends 2, and then it moved on to those Marvel games that I spoke of. Ultimate Alliance, that's it. Like the Marvel, these were the precursors to the Ultimate Alliance.
People love those games.
Yeah. So this kind of started it, got that idea out there. It actually reviewed very well. I played it when it came out. It was actually one of the first games on the Xbox that I think I actually played multiplayer. If I remember
correctly. The OMP.
And it was all Strange multiplayer.
My favorite kind of multiplayer.
Not mine.
The Strange Not Persuasion. Mine. Never played this game.
That wasn't bad because at that point, internet wasn't the juggernaut that it is now. No joke intended.
Right.
But there were a few people that had internet and did things with internet. They weren't all over online. And so this was really pretty cool. Playing online was people that enjoyed the games. You didn't have all the trolls and stuff. So right. It was really one of my earliest multiplayer experiences over a console. And it was a good one. And it fooled me into thinking that it was going to be good forever. And eventually I found out that, wow, most of the online multiplayer with strange people sucks because those people are assholes.
Yep.
So anyway, that's this week's gone. That's a rant for another time. Next time I'm all by myself, I'll rant about that.
Right. Dan's rant.
Yeah. Reamer's rant.
Reamer's rant.
And but anyway, 2004 is X-Men Legends.
Remember, if you have a gone but not forgotten for us, hit us up on Twitter at @game_stitch using the hashtag GBNF. Also, shout out to Gerald for updating all of our list and logs.
Yeah, that helped.
So we can once again know what we've done twice and haven't. And I know that's a lot of work. We appreciate it, buddy.
No kidding. I haven't seen him on in a bit. In a hot minute.
Yeah. I still pretty steady have lunch with him, so I keep up.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I want to circle back to something.
I'll tell you what, I missed lunches with you guys.
Yeah, lunches it's fun. It's the highlight of my week, usually.
Lunches with you guys was always a good time.
I want to circle back to something we talked about last week, because I keep hearing people talk about this everywhere, and I see it everywhere.
Okay.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I keep seeing people wondering who's going to buy the IP from Telltale. Just so you know, those are like licensed properties. Like, they don't own The Walking Dead.
Right.
Or I mean, I don't know what people think that how that works. Like, Sony can't just buy The Walking Dead and have it now.
No.
Because Telltale went out. They were just licensed to make games for those properties.
They would have to actually purchase that license.
Right, just like they could do now.
From The Walking Dead, now, which to be fair, they could have before.
If there was some exclusivity, which there obviously wasn't with Walking Dead because other games were coming out. Mm-hmm. If there was some sort of exclusive deal, like if that's what had Wolf Among Us hung up, then yes, someone else could start developing for it now. But they don't own any of the IP they made for.
Right. So it's not like...
It was all licensed deals.
Yeah, it's not... Now that Telltale's closing, doesn't mean that like the Walking Dead TV show is going to end.
Right. So when you see a t-shirt in Walmart with Deadpool on it, they don't own Deadpool.
Right.
They license the ability to put him on a shirt.
Yes.
So I've read just way too many comments on way too many stories of like, who's going to buy all their IP?
Right.
You're just saying a thing. That's not...
They don't have an IP. Right. Everything that they have put out, they have purchased from somebody.
They're just licensed things. So, hopefully that... I did not see that from our community, but hopefully that does clear things up if you were listening and wondering. They should also pay their fucking employees. That's going to do it. It's time for shout-outs. Patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to shout-out, support us at the $10 tier. Do you have a tier for Thomas? Or do you have a shout-out for Thomas?
He's got his own tier.
So we talked about the Sony stuff, him and I, this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he disagreed with me and thought this was good timing for Sony.
Ah.
Which I don't have a problem with. You know, I like a good disagreement. But he says it was a smart move. They're dominating in every aspect of sales right now, and everyone knows they were holding out. And this way, it's like the king gives something to the peasants. He's giving the peasants what they want.
Which...
it seems like a favor being made, and now it will have to be repaid later when they need something.
Hmm.
Which I think is a funny way to look at it.
It's, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that it's the wrong way. It actually makes a lot of sense.
Oh, you're hungry? Here's a little bit of bread.
Mm-hmm.
You're good to me dead.
Because I'm a good king.
Because you're no good to me dead. Now run along.
Yeah. Scoot.
Right. Get out of my face. So that's interesting. You know,
you don't appreciate anything I do for you. Be careful. That's common.
Yeah.
I gave you crumbs.
You still can't change your name, but remember that time we let you play Fortnite together?
Right, right. There you go.
Wink, wink.
I feel like with the PS5, that one's coming.
We could jerk that power cord right out.
I've done it.
No, I mean, Fortnite. We could pull that plug. I know you've rage quit. Do you think... So I personally believe Sony's tried to make the name change work. I don't think they can do it on the current structure they're on.
You know,
if they could have done it, they would have at this point.
I don't know that they've ever actually looked at, I don't think they care that much.
I think they've tried and can't make it work on the PS4. Well, the PlayStation Network, everyone knows it is a giant structure built on pixie sticks.
Yeah.
Like everyone's talked about how jacked up that system is at its deepest core and how limited it is on what they can do with it. I don't think they can make it work.
That's very possible, but I don't know that they could probably make it work. It's going to take way too much money than they want to spend.
I think you get the ability with the PS5.
I think come to PS5, you're going to see that structure restructured.
I get it though. I mean, there's some bad names out there.
Oh,
play some Rocket League if you want to see them.
Oof. Das Booty.
That's not a bad one.
No.
Loose Asshole was a great name, too.
Loose Asshole was a great one.
I played against...
I also very much enjoyed Django Ate My Baby.
Yeah, that's... the one I played against the other day was... What was it?
I don't know. Das Booty was actually one I made up. That's not someone I know. So if you want that name, fuck it.
It's not available. That's for sure not available.
Well, yeah, but I got like two X's and...
Oh, underscores. I wish I could remember. The one the other day was not good at all.
It wasn't good?
No.
But was it trying to be a play on something?
I'm looking through my... friends list to see if I can find
why
it.
Is he your friend?
No, my recently played.
Oh.
I don't know, it was offensive and not good.
Offensive.
It had the lady genitalia in the name.
Okay,
but they just swapped the first letters. It was something where you're like, it felt like they were 15 when they did it. You know, they're probably like 28 now and wish they didn't have to tell people that's what their PSN is. You know, you don't want to be anime tit lover when you're 42 years old.
Right.
Or maybe you do. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. But you should be able to change it if you want. But I just don't think Sony can figure it out. That's not what the show's about. Telltale, pay the fucking people that work for you.
Stop it.
You knew you were going out of business.
I think the people were contractors. I don't know how many actually worked for them.
275 people worked for them. And we're not
giving
any package.
Oh, that was for them?
And we're not given any package at all.
Mm.
not even a days of pay. They were told to go.
I thought most of those were.
Everything I read says there were 275 employees of Telltale.
Yeah.
Pay your fucking people. Remember, if you want a shout out, patreon.com/GameStitch supports the $10 tier, and you'll get one every week on this show. If you want to follow us on social medias, I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. And together we are at @game_Stitch. Also, shout out to Gerald, who is at Hoffin Show. HOFNSHO.
Boom.
Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/GameStitch. Our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/GameStitch. For anyone curious, our icon did change on pretty much every platform.
Yes, it did.
It is something that we had planned to change, maybe not like this, but there was a thing that happened. There was a lot going on, and we were forced to update everything. And now was as good a time as any because, to be totally honest, I didn't no longer had the old one because I lost my hard drive the week before that.
All in all, we had a good September.
Yeah, unforeseen hardware and technical issues. I had no choice but to update it. And that's why it changed. You may also know that some of the older episodes are not available anywhere except for YouTube. That is also a product of said technical issues. It will be that way for some time. I will tell you, I have all of the episodes. They haven't gone away anywhere. I retain all of those. And eventually they will have a method of getting them. However, I don't encourage you to go back if you're new. I encourage you just to listen from here on.
I sometimes want to listen to like one of our first ones just to see how much different we are now.
Better, I hope.
Different. Maybe not better.
Different. Definitely different for sure.
I don't know. Better, I don't know. I don't know if we're better or not. We're definitely different.
Yeah, we're definitely different. thanks for sitting down with us. Thanks for spending some time with us. We're going to do this again next week, I tell you.
We sure are. I'll
tell you right now. We're going to do it again next week. Spoiler alert, coming back next week. 299, that'll be our last episode ever. The milestone of 300 is just too big.
Can't handle it.
It's too big.
It's going to break us.
You know, it's like 6 years of podcasting.
It's too. A long time. It's
crazy talk.
That's a long time.
It's crazy talk. And we couldn't do it without you guys, so thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. And we'll talk to you next week on 299. This is not 299. This is 298.
Next week will be 299.
That's true. That checks out. We'll be back. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.